Hello?
Hi, is this Stav?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Stav. I'm calling from Wiki Mastery. My name is Lisa Taylor. Well, that's my pseudo name. Do you prefer for me to go with my pseudo name, or should I give you my actual name?
Your full name, your real name, please.
Okay, all right. My name is Alia, and I wanted to have a brief discussion with you in regards to the financial concern that we were facing, and I believe you were in discussion with Ahmed in regards to that, right?
Yes, he hold on 1 second, please. Yes, so he did not indicate what the problem was. He said something about the money coming from Pakistan and then going back to the United States, or there was an issue there.
That is correct. We had a merchant limitation, as you know, that we use a merchant payment gateway in order to facilitate any kind of transactions, you know, incoming or outgoing. Now, what happened is that we charged you for the articles. However, the publisher or the vendor who is going to be facilitating or publishing all three articles of yours, that is Forbes, New York Times, and Wall Street. He is, or that is like one entity, and the amount that we are trying to transfer to a merchant, it is not working out. So what we proposed is that we are going to refund you the amount from our end, and you make the direct transfer of both the amounts for all three articles to the vendor directly, if that is possible for you.
Yeah, that's no problem. So you're going to refund the $21,500 and then I pay directly to the vendor?
That is correct. And Ahmed will be sending you all the details for the wire transaction. As soon as you're done, you can send us any kind of proof or receipt so that we can facilitate this. One more thing that I wanted to talk to you about.
And they're based in the United States?
Yes, that is correct.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, regarding timeline of the Forbes article, may I know why,
yes.
Is there a particular reason why you selected the month of November for the Forbes article launch?
No, I didn't select the month of November. That's what they said was available. I'm open to any month.
Okay, perfect. You know, what I was thinking is that since we are launching New York Times and Wall Street in the month of December, and that is a high peak season, you know, because of the Christmas and the New Year's, all of that coming up. So I was thinking that instead of launching Forbes now, why don't we launch all three of them at once just before New Year's? What are your thoughts on it?
That would be great. I'm actually okay with Forbes in January to spread them out a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
December before Christmas is the busiest. I just want to have a couple of days in between each because I'm going to share this with my colleagues and with my clients. So if it comes out, I don't want it to all come out on the same day.
Of course, no. It's
or
even, be on the
even
same
the
day.
Same week.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. We're going to plan them out in terms of the publication date. We're going to plan them out strategically so that they are, you know, at least a week apart from each other. And I will send
That'd
you
be great.
All the finalized timelines. I'll ask Ahmed to send that to you. So he's going to be sending you two things via email today by day end. Number one will be the revised timeline or the dates for each one of those articles in December. Number two, he's going to send you the payment details for the transaction, and that will be the payment details of the vendor, okay?
Perfect. And so as soon as so you guys are going to refund the card, and then I'm going to use the returned funds to pay for the publisher.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay,
so
perfect. Okay.
While you're
yep, that's no problem.
On processing the payment, in the meanwhile, we are going to start we will initiate with the refund from our end through the merchant. And usually it takes like 10 to 12 working days for the reflection. As soon as it reflects, or if you have any additional funds, if you can do that while we are in the process, that would be great. If you want to wait for it, that is fine with us too. Okay.
Unfortunately, I need to wait for it because of the limits on that particular card. The card is maxed out right now.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Then let's start this process and try to fix this problem as soon as possible so that we do not waste any more time. Well, regarding the slots, rest assured, everything was scheduled and the slots were reserved, so that's not going to be a problem. It's just that we just need to clear out the payment, and we already have figured out a way to do that. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, and it usually takes only about 3 business days, in my experience, for refunds.
Well, we usually commit 10 to 12 working days. Sometimes it reflects immediately, you know, like as soon as we initiate the refund from our end. Sometimes it takes like 5 days, 6 days, 3 days. It depends on what kind of bank services you're using. It depends on the policies as well of, you know, different banks.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll be monitoring. I'll set an alert for when it comes through so that I can immediately make the repayment.
Perfect, perfect. That sounds great. Thank you so much for your time, Staff. I will inform Amit that I had this conversation with you, and he'll be sending you an email in writing today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Excellent news.
Thank you once again. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.